With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Texas Republicans are planning to convene today. An escalation of their efforts to end a week-long holdout by Democrats if they don't return to the state capitol in Austin to face a vote on new congressional voting maps. A federal judge has ordered a two-week halt to construction at an immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades, dubbed the Alligator Alcatraz, as she considers whether it violates environmental laws. Bernie Bennett with the story.
The facility was quickly built 2 months ago at a lightly used single runway training airport and can hold up to 3,000 detainees in temporary tent structures. The facility was continuing to be built out, but Thursday's order by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams temporarily bars any new filling, paving, or infrastructure. The order doesn't include any restrictions on law enforcement or immigration enforcement activity at the center. Williams issued the temporary restraining order during a hearing and then followed up with a written order later Thursday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A split appeals court panel has tossed out a judge's contempt finding against President Trump's administration in a case over deportations to an El Salvador prison. The decision comes after planes carrying Venezuelan migrants landed at the prison even after U.S. District Judge James Boasberg said in court that they must return to the United States. President Trump fills a slot on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.
The president selected Stephen Miron, the chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers. He will fill the final months of a vacancy on the Fed's Board of Governors. Miron has been a major defender of Donald Trump's income tax cuts and tariff hikes. He also has played down the risk of the tariffs generating higher inflation, a major source of concern for Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow had 233 points, the Nasdaq Composite adding 184. This is SRN News. The Trump administration makes some changes to visa rules.
Foreign athletes or men living as women will not receive visas to enter the U.S. if they're coming here to compete against women. The action follows President Trump's instructions to all federal agencies to do what they can to protect women's sports, especially with the World Cup soccer tournament and the Summer Olympic Games just around the corner. Numerous sports governing bodies are also banning men from women's competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Military Chaplains Corps is marking its 250th anniversary this year with an effort to teach the public about its history. It all began with the Revolutionary War in which 218 chaplains served. Today, there are thousands of chaplains in service. Initially, all of them were Protestants. The first Catholic chaplain served in the Mexican-American War in 1846, and the first rabbi was commissioned in 1862 and served in the Civil War. This is SRN News. A judge is stopping government contractors in five states from sending hazardous waste to a Michigan landfill. That decision follows a year of legal challenges by Detroit area communities concerned about possible environmental damage. The court order bars the landfill from accepting waste from Ohio, Iowa, New Jersey, New York, and St. Louis. Those in the know say kiteboarding is the ultimate high.
Strong winds have swept the eastern coastline near Athens, Greece, drawing dozens of kiteboarders to the beach, gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, turning the area into an open-air playground for the wind sports enthusiast. And believe it or not, the kiteboarding community is active year-round, adapting to changing seasons with wetsuits and braving cold winter gales. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.